We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis, the two dots, three lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah, Hemsis Ubeis HaKoseis, that get a hole in it. These stomachs, these are two of the stomachs of the behemoth. If they get a hole in it, they're also Nikvu Lechutz. If they ever get a hole, the halach is that they are considered a treifa. Tana Rabbanan, Machet Shenimsas Ba'oive Beis HaKoseis. If you find a needle in the thick part of the skin of the Beis HaKoseis, Mitzad Echa Ksherim, it says, the only time it's a treifa if it goes through and through, it has to go through both layers of the skins of the membranes of the Beis HaKoseis, and then it's considered a treifa. Nimsa Alea Kairidam, if you find on it some blood, on this machad, on this needle, be a dua, on top of an alpha, on an alpha, be a dua, shofnei shchita. Then you know that I was ready for shchita, this hole. And therefore, it's a vadei treifa. Loinim to lekari dam. If you don't find a dam, that's a raya that it happened only afterwards. Biyadua shel achas shchita. Only poked all after shchita. Therefore, no blood came out because it was already dead. And therefore, it will not be a treifa if you don't find dam on this machat. And the Gemara soon will ask, every nekev says you have to find a blood in order to make it considered a treifa. Here, it's mashva. Only if it has blood on the machat is it considered a treifa, because if not, you assume it happened after the shchita. We'll get back to that in a second. Higli pia maka, if this maka already has a scab on it, so then, like Rashi says, huglud krusta, which is like crust, has already a crust, it's crusted over, so then be a dua, shoshoshyam kama shchita. This treifas happened 3 days before the shchita, and Rashi explains, and therefore, if you bought it within 3 days, and you shechted within 3 days after you bought it, it's a mekach toyes, because this treifa was there when it was by the seller, and therefore it's a mekach toyes, I get my money back. But if there's no crust on the smaka and you find blood on the smaka, then you know it's before shchita, so it's treifa, but you don't know when it happened. It might have happened after you bought it. So therefore, if you paid for it already, you want to get your money back from the seller, you have to bring a raya that it was already a treifa in the seller's possession. If not, he could say, no, it happened afterwards, because there's no raya. So if it's hugel pia maka, as you know, it happened 3 days ago, so if you bought it within 3 days, you can say, look, it happened by you, because it's already crusty. It happened by you. And if I get my money back. But if not, I'm waiting for Mechaver al Raya. For the Gemara, the cash we mentioned before. Why every hole? We had a hole in the lung, a hole in the intestines, all these different holes we found, and we said that if a hole has a hole, it's a treifa. All of a sudden here we're saying, Dafka, if you find blood, what's the difference? If even without dam, you make it say it's a treifa, you don't say it happened afterwards. So after Gemara, Hossam, Lekem Midi Lemisrach. By the cases that we said until now, there's, let's say in the stomach, one of the Reya, there was no Makat there. It was just a hole. He found a hole. So there, it's very possible there was blood there, but it got wiped off on the Basa somehow. While it fell off somewhere. But here, if you have a needle here, it gets stuck on the needle. So if it happened before Shchita, you would find the blood on the needle. It would stick to the machat, and therefore, it's only if you find dam do you assume it happened before Shchita. If not, you can assume it happened after Shchita. So basically, it goes like this. If you find a hole in one of these organs, one of these evarim, so if it's a hole itself without a machat, so then, you have to be choshes happen before shchita, and the halacha is that it has din of a treifa. Masha'inkin, if you find a needle in one of these places, only if it has dam, so then is it a problem, but for now, we assume it happened afterwards. And Tosfos speaks out, kivin de'ika machat misruch ha'vasaruch, so Tosfos, second Tosfos, hu adin koitz b'chol dava, not dafka machat, anything. Teidam, the kama hasim, like a medial misrach. But anything that it gets stuck to will be the same halacha. It's only a treifa if you find dam on that item. But if it's nothing there, then even without dam, you have to be choshed to happen before shchita. Only Rav Safel Abaya. Chozimar haitzuvim rabbanim. Rav Safel Abaya, you know, there's a Talmud Chacham who came from my Rava, Dos my Rava, but Omar Rav Avira Shmeini. He's telling everyone his name is Rav Avira. And he's saying over a story. That's what Rav Safel is telling Abaya. We have his Rav Avira came and said his name is Rav Avira. And he said over a story. He found the machat and went through the thickness of the wall of the Beis HaKoseis only on one side of the wall. They didn't go through and through. And Rebbe said it was a treifa. So Abaye heard this from Rasafa, that someone saying over from Rebbe, that he had a story in front of Rebbe, that was a treifa even from Mitzad Echad, so he wanted to hear the story firsthand. So Sholachle, he sent a message to Ravira to come to him to tell him the story. Loi Osla Gabe. Ravira didn't come. Osla Gabe. So Abaye didn't, wasn't a covered mensch. He wants to learn Torah, and even though he's the Rosh Shiva of the town over here, he said, okay, I'll go to him. He went to Rav Avira. So he went himself to Rav Avira. Havakoya Igra. Rav Avira, when he came, Rav Avira was on the roof. Oh, my Nechas Mar, Venesi, come down, I want to talk to you. Rav Avira did not listen, he stayed up there. So he went up to him. Tell me exactly the story you're saying over. Amalei, so Rav Avira said to Abaye, this is the story. Mafta kansias ano le'ilam Rebbe. I am the masada of the chairs above Rebbe. You know, I take care of the Talmidim coming in and out. I'm in charge. I'm the one of the gabayim. Le'ilam Rebbe Rabba. And on top of Rabbi Yehuda and Hanasi, I'm one of the masadas of Salam there. I take care of the entrance, the people coming in, people coming out. And so therefore, I'm always there, and I notice I see their stories. And it was a story like this: Huna Tzipirav, Rav Yosi Meida, Rav Huna from Tzipiri, and Rav Yosi from Madai, Yosi from Lefano was sitting in front of Rebbe. Well, boss me Rebbe, Machash Tzveis Beis Hakaisus, and in front of Rebbe came a stomach, a Beis Hakaisus, with a needle protruding from it. Shnim Tzveis Beis Hakaisus, Mitzad Echad, it was only from one side. Now, they brought it to Rebbe, it was already made inside out. So from the inside, they saw that there was a machat. But it wasn't going through and through. Vav Havcha Rebbe, turned the back in the right way, and he saw on the outside a matzla karadam. He found a dam on the outside. So must be, went through and through. Vitrafa, he said, that's a trefa. Vav Amar, im ein sham makev, there's no mach going through and through. Karadam nine, how did a dam get over here? So it must be that went through and through. Oh, so Abaye says, that's the story. I said, that's the story. So what's the chiddush? It went through and through. Omle Torach Tarya Lahu Gavra. You made me schlep over here for that. Sisami. Hems Vez Akash, Nikva Luchutz. If it has a hole through and through, it's a trefa. That's your brumi here. What are you telling me exactly? If you found down the outside, it went through and through. There's a Gishai, the Gersi, either Torach Tarkei or Torach Tarya means that you like hit me with it. Either way, you made me come schlep to you, schlep up onto the roof to tell me this. This is what you tell me. This is a Mishnah. Now, what exactly was Rav Avira's chiddush talk? What's talk about? So, someone at Taina that Rav Avira's chiddush was that Rebbe Lechayer, if he just found the machat inside, it wasn't going through and through, he could just say it's not a treifa. Does he have to turn it back to the other side to check? Is that a chiyav or not? So, Rav Avira was being mechadish maybe that Rebbe held you had to do that. And the truth is, machlokes Roshanim. If you look at the Rosh. And the Rosh is mashma one way, and the Divrei Chamudos that talks about this, that if the Rosh is lost like this, Hod Om Tzarech Kshera Im Hafcha Motza Kairadam. It's the end of Simon Lamed Aleph. It says Im Hafcha Ven Motza Kairadam Mitzarechad Treifa Mitzarechar Treifa. If you turn it over, you find the Kairadam is Treifa. The mashma is in Rosh, you don't have to. If you did it, then it's Treifa. If you look at the Divrei Chamudos in Ois Kufnon Tes, he brings down that. That pshat is lav the hutzach lahafcha. Also mikra karl is hafcha. He did it. Chay mash v'gamkin das a Rambam. Avaloshen atur zok the divrei chamudos. Avaloshen atur divrei chamudos. By the way, is a toisus yontif. Avaloshen atur hayfchin oisa. It's on the bottom of the rush. Avaloshen atur hayfchin oisa boit k'maysay. It's mashma. If chayas a rash around, it's mashma. You have to check it. It's one thing to show him if you have to turn around and check it. So the Gemara writes, it's in the Mishnah, Noflam and Agag. One of the trevis are that if Behema falls off a roof, so you worry for Risuk Avarim. You worry that a lot of the Risuk Avarim, that the Avarim fell out of place. And the Gemara on Beis will say certain simonim that if it gets up and starts walking, then you don't have to worry about it. But if it falls off the roof and then you shecht it on the spot, we're worried maybe there was a trevis over here. And you can't check for those trevis. You can't check for those trevis because it's the bones that were dislodged and you can't really check. So that's the halacha. If it falls off the roof and you do a shechita, it's a pasul of shechita, it's a treifa. It's a treifa, you can't eat it. Amrav Huna, what happens like this? You didn't see it fall off the roof, but in niach behema lemaila, you left the behema on top of the roof and it comes back, uba, matzah lemate, finds it on the floor. Ein chayshim mishum risuk avarim. Not chayshim mishum risuk avarim. Why not? Because since you didn't see it fall, you could assume that it probably jumped off and knew what it was doing. The only time you have to worry about it is when you see it fall. But if not, you could assume that it jumped off by itself and nothing happened. There's a goat that Ravina had. It was on the roof. And there was a scarlet in the middle of the roof going downstairs into the house. And the Chazi Chushla Bi Puma, and he saw some barley, peeled barley inside the room on the bottom in the skylight. Dagar jumped and Nafal Migra fell from the roof Laro to the ground. Shaila is called Nafal Minagad. Asulika made the Rav Ashi. So Amalei Hodam Ravuna Haniach Beimel Lamaylo Uba Mots Lamata in Chayshim. So they were clearing like this. It came from Rashi. Shaila like this. Rav Huna said if you leave a behema on top and then you find on the bottom, it's not a chash. Is it because because it has a wall, but when it's on the roof now, it's found on the floor, if there was a wall there that it could go down, it could climb down on the wall, holding onto the wall. But here, by the skylight, there's no walls around the skylight, so if it fell down, there's no way it could hold onto anything. So maybe here, even though it didn't mamish fall, it jumped down for the food, but the mice is no lemisrach, so maybe they're or maybe the reason is because if it does it bekavana, it estimates if it could jump or not, and therefore hainami here also om nafsha knew what it was doing. It saw it, so it could estimate itself, and therefore if it jumps down to a place where it knows what it's doing, it didn't fall by mistake. It did it bekavana, so then the behema could pace itself and see if it's a good jump or not. There's no problem of trepa. So amalei. Shana Rav Huna is not because of the wall. Amalei Mishum the Amda Nafsha. The reason is because the behemoth paces itself and evaluates if it could jump off. Hainami Amda Nafsha, here also by this goat that was going to Sarim, it knew what it was doing. It jumped off because it evaluated itself and paced itself that it could jump off. Zotim Maravaita. He and Mirta, there was this sheep, they have a Bei Rav Chaviva, they have a Shadrin Kare Basraisa. It was schlepping its back feet. It wasn't moving its back feet. So the question is this a trade for not? It just has a cramp. That's why it's doing it. They shechted it and ate it. They said it made just a cramp. That's what they're planning on shechting and eating. That's what's going to happen. Mask of Lora Vina. How do you know the reason why it's not moving its hind legs is because of a cramp? Maybe it's because the chuta shedra is severed. And that's why it can't move. It's paralyzed from the back legs. But cool, they checked it after. Ravina was right. If it's still a lachlan of Yemen, if you have a behemoth that's schlepping its back legs, the hind legs, you could shecht it, you don't have to worry about trefe. You can assume it's a cramp. Why? Shaguna shriach, it's shriach to have a cramp. Chutah shadra, severed chutah shadra, loy shriach, not shriach, you don't have to chayshvin. Here they checked and they saw that's what it was, but you don't have machayiv to check for that. Not machayiv to check for that. It's not talking about an aphelia, it didn't fall. If it fell, that's a reisa. It's just talking about it was dumb, schlepping its hind legs, and they were saying you don't have to be chayshvin for chutah shadra, you could assume it's just a cramp. Amar Rav Huna, Scharim HaMenachim Ze'ezeh. Scharim that are fighting with each other, they're kicking and goring each other. So now after they finished this big bullfight between two bulls, Ein Chayzim Shem Ritzik Avarim, Yach Chayzim Ritzik Avarim. Avagav the Midvu V'Kaim, even though afterwards they're sawing and krexing and it looks like they had a hurt, Simra Ba'am with the Nakhlas, only because they're overheated, not because it's a riot that something happened to Ritzik Avarim. But in Afalara, if one aisle, one ram, pushes all one to the ground, Vadei Cheshin, then you are Cheshish. Now what's about your Cheshish? We know in a Fulim and a Gag has to be, it's a fall of 10 Tvachim. Here wasn't a fall of 10 Tvachim. Zog Toysfis, Divra Maskel Nafal, Nafalara Cheshishin, Afalagav Duna Fila Binachi Yipo Masar Tvachim, even though you need, by the Fila you need up to Asar Tvachim, you need Asar Tvachim, like it says in Baba Kama. And here it fell from ground level. It's only Makresa, the two arrows, only four Tvachim. From the stomach to the ground, only four Tvachim. Will come Akim, Zoktaisis, Chashin Hakim, Shem the Nafal, Machmas Haka. Shem Ramaz Azeh. Here, there was a goring, there was a kicking, and that pushed it down. Therefore, you're more Chashish for Risuk Avonim if it gets pushed down, even though it's not 10 Tvachim. And therefore, it's considered a trefa of Nafal Munagag. And again, we'll see on the base, certain simanim. By enough of the guy, you have to get up and walk or get up in order to show that it's not a treif anymore. Arav Menashe, Hani Dichri, the Gamvi Gamvi. These are the rams that were stolen by Ganavim. The way they steal it is they throw it over the fence. Ein Chayim Shem Risik Avonim. Even though they threw it over the fence, you're not worried about Risik Avonim. My timer. Kishadule, when they throw these behemoths over the fence, they throw it that it lands on its behind. That's where it lands. I'm a snail shadlo. It lands on its waist. It lands on its behind. And in order, it should not get hurt. Because they want it to start running in front of them. They don't want it to get to break a leg or break the head, whatever it is. They throw it in a certain way that they don't get a problem risk of on them. Adrinu, but if you don't give it back, you throw it back over the fence, back into your property, so they throw it because they're scared. The police is coming, they're scared, they throw it back in, then they're not careful where they throw it. They just throw it, then you worry about nothing like that. If they want to do tshuva, then tshuva ma'isa yudavde. They're going to give it back in a way that it's still intact, and they want to do a good tshuva, and they'll throw it back that way. So the back. Don't know if we don't rab. Hika roisha. If someone took a stick and hit the behemoth on its head, but it was a very long stick, and now it hit it on the side of the head, it went all the way towards the back of the animal. Or the opposite, you give it a shmeis in the back, al znava. You hit it in the back by the tail. It went towards the front of the head. Rashes went to its neck. Kenega kol shadra kula, goes kenega the whole shadra. Ein chayshim mishrisuk avaram. All these cases not chash risuk avaram because you're hitting them evenly across the whole back. But v'yishalom chutra apalgi, if the stick ended right in the middle of the back. A palgi de gaba, middle of the back, chayshinu. You are chayshish, and we're Rashi chayshish for severing the chut hashadra. The isbe kitri, also, if this stick has knots, big knots in it. So even though you hit him the whole back, you worry those kitri, which are in the middle, chayshim, they'll smash the chut hashadra. The machia paske, the same thing if you hit him sideways, also chayshinon. Down the middle, sideways, then chayshinon. It means not to the length of the animal, to the width of the animal. Then also, you are chayshish for the chut hashadra. Not for risik avaram dafka, you're chayshish for chut hashadra, you have to check it. And this could be checked to see if it was severed the chut hashadra. So if you hit it across the whole back, that's fine. But if you hit it sideways, then it'll be a problem of, then it'll be a problem of severing the chut hashadra.